Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings. I'm Kim Wilson. Thank you for joining me. Today we're talking about the power of words. Words have the power to heal, hurt, and change lives. I personally believe we should always be mindful of our words whenever we speak. To help us unpack our topic today, we have someone who is no stranger to the Kim Wilson experience, Mr. Freddie Allen. Freddie is the managing partner of MRD Consultants. He recently published a book titled, Just Three Words. Freddie, welcome back.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Things are wonderful.
You know, it's always a treat, honey, when we get to chop it up together. I always love hearing your perspective. Yes, indeed. You know, I don't like to waste any time. I like to just get right to it. I mean, so I look up one day and here I am faced with the news, you know, front page news. Freddie Allen has just published a book, Just Three Words. Well, first, let me say congratulations to you, sir.
Thank you, Kim. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so how did this come about? Did you just wake up one day and say, you know what, I have a book inside of me?
Not exactly, Kim. I've been writing since I was a teenager. Mm. I've always journaled and always had thought that I've written to kind of help me organize and get through life. Just Three Words came about primarily from an idea that I did as a speech. The speech was entitled Just Three Words, and I studied iconic three-word slogans from companies like Nike, whose slogan is obviously, just do it. From there, I decided to share my writings with the world and write my first book. As you've already said, it's called Just Three Words. And obviously from being an entrepreneur, when you're publishing a book, you just can't put it out there to anybody. As a result of my thinking of publishing and selling, I decided to start a publishing company. The publishing company is SHA Books. And our mission statement is very simple. We simply write books that inspire, impact, and inform our readers.
Okay. Now, right off the gate, this thing is loaded with some nuggets. My ear picked up on a couple of things there. So in the very first page of your book, the three words are, words have power. And so when I heard you say, I've been writing since I was a teenager, I've always journaled. There your words were, having power on paper. And it's, honey, talk about writing the vision and making it plain. Okay.
Kim, right. You know, nothing happens until you say it.
Nothing happens.
You can think it. Nothing happens until the words are said.
Yes.
You can think all kind of things. You can write them down. But when you speak them, and this is going to the very first page in the book, where it simply says, words have power. I don't care what other people think about you or what you've gone through. When you look in the mirror, what do you see? A lot of times people of stature and power and of great means will look in the mirror and have to talk to themselves. And those words, no matter how harmonically, aesthetically, just however beautiful voice they have, those words get real simple. Simply saying, I can make it today. You are good enough. I believe in myself. Things that when no one else is around, what words do you say to yourself? Do you believe in yourself? In the essence of Just Three Words is an extremely simple book, but the power behind the words that we speak and say to ourselves and to others has a tremendous meaning, because small words run deep. And when you tell someone you love them, you are enough, that I'll keep you close, you know, things that are simple, but they'll remember. Things like speak without accusing, you know, answer without arguing, you know, improve your life. Just simple things that help you be a better person. If you tell yourself, never hurt people, then you realize I've got to be careful on how I treat people. And any physician will tell you those magical three words, stress can kill.
Yes.
How many of us today are just simply stressed out?
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be able to see yourself and breathe life into what you're doing and get focused on the simple things so you can build the spectacular things.
You know, as I hear you talk, what comes to my mind, because these statements are so powerful, I've heard the quote before, less is more. And when I hear words like you are enough, speak without accusing, you know what? When I say those three words, that's everything right there. That's loaded. And sometimes when we really want to deliver heartfelt messages to someone, it doesn't take a whole lot of words. Just simple words like forgive me. Well, that's two words. But one of the nuggets that one of the nuggets that came to my mind at the very beginning was power in writing, because all of this started with you just journaling. So there is power in writing, being able to write your thoughts down, tell your story. There's something powerful about just even sharing your narrative. So I want to get to some other words that you have in here. A set of three words stood out for me, and I want you to break this down for the listeners. Discover your why. I said, all right, stop the presses.
Everybody has a reason. When things get tough, when things don't go your way, when you want to give up, but you think about your why, it helps you push through. Whatever it is, whether your why is your child, is starting another business, is having a successful marriage, whether your why is just the desire to live, if you're fighting through cancer, if you're fighting through school, financial difficulty, you've got to understand that you have to hold on to your why, because the purpose, your intent, the reason is your why. And if you keep focused on why you're doing something, no matter what you come up against, it will always give you that extra energy, that extra push to make it through. You have to focus on your why.
Oh, I like that. And the word that stood out for me when you said that was focus. Focus on your why. And immediately my brain goes to eliminating the distractions, because there are a lot of distractions that can come into our why, that can come into our lives, and it takes our focus off of our why, our purpose, our reason. And every time I think about your book, Freddie, I'm always challenging myself to come up with my own three words, or they'll just pop into my head and it creates a whole little message for me. And while you were talking, the other three words that just came into my head was desire to live. As you were talking about discovering, if you're going through something out there, like you say, if you're going through cancer, just those three words, desire to live, desire to
live. Let me tell you something, Kim. It's like the human spirit, so powerful. any doctor will tell you, after they've done all the treatment, medicine, everything that they've done, and it doesn't work, what the last thing they tell you, which actually should be the first thing they tell you, but they tell you three words, fight to live. Mm. Because if your spirit says, I need to live, the will of your mind, of your spirit, the will that you have will overcome all kind of issues, diseases, problems. The human spirit, you were designed to win. Your body, your mind was designed to heal itself, to rejuvenate. It was designed to last a long time. Willing to be successful is built into your DNA. Success, that will, that power to overcome, to be successful, to be great, to be better. It's already inside you. You just need to reach down and get it.
You know, I just when you said that too, Freddie, I came up with three more words. Here it is. Here it is. Designed to win. Yes, we are designed to win. I just love this. I'm telling you, this thing, you can create a whole live event from this book because just three words are so powerful. This takes me to another set of three words that I like, and I think it's directly connected to what you just got through saying. And here it is. You all wait for it. Here it is. Let me clear out the space. Own your actions. Come on, Freddie. Break that one down. Let's go.
You cannot move forward in life. You cannot go to the next level until you accept where you are. Even when you're lost with your GPS or wherever it is, the first thing that the GPS will do is realize where you are. Your actions, your past, your present. You got to own it so you can go to your future. My next book, and I'll give you a little preview, is called Winners Win. And it has 10 steps that will help you become a winner. But the first one that you have to do is understand and accept exactly where you are. If you want to have a successful business, but right now you are stuck in a dead-end job, you got to realize where I am right now is not where I want to be. But right now, this job is paying the bills, and I've got to create, develop, and grow to the next level so I can move. If you accept where you are, you can win the next step. But it's important that you know where you are and that you know where you're going. That's why it's critically important that you accept where you are.
Yes, and the word that stands out for me is accept, because acceptance helps us to move forward. And when we don't acknowledge anything, we can't change it. So
Absolutely. Yes. And the most important thing with that to me is everyone needs someone. And a lot of times what you're going through, even though it may not be a good situation that you don't want anybody else to deal with it, the fact is somebody else is dealing with, or they're going to go through exactly what you're dealing with. But because you're moving forward and you have the experience of dealing with that particular thing, you can touch somebody else and give them the knowledge and experience so they don't have to go through what you've gone through. People will say, well, experience is the best teacher. I disagree with that, because if I can get your information and your wisdom about a situation, I don't have to go through it because you've already been through it. I can follow your lead And I can skip over that tragedy, skip over that problem, and come to where you are so we both can grow better, faster. It's one thing to add things. When you're by yourself, you add 1 + 1 + 1 + 1. But when people get together, they multiply. Your experience, your assets to my situation helps me multiply. And we become more effective in a shorter period of time. If you're going to run fast, you can run by yourself. But if you're going to run in leaps and bounds, overcoming everything, you need somebody else to help you.
You know what? Everybody just hold your water. Do not put this fire out. Honey, this man is on fire, okay? And I'm just going to let him heat this podcast right on up. I love every single bit of it. Now, listeners, I don't want you to gloss over this last nugget when he said, everyone needs someone. And that is connected to what I see is somebody raising their right hand and saying, me too. Honey, you are not alone. You don't have to be alone because somebody else has gone through what you have gone through and they can certainly lead the way. I love that. Another set of three words that you have in the book, commit to greatness. Talk about that one.
People do what they want. It doesn't matter how much it costs. It doesn't matter where it is. It doesn't matter what it involves. If you want it, you'll do it. You commit to doing your hair, commit to your car, commit to whatever it is that you do. Let's commit to a higher call. Let's commit to greatness. Let's move from being good to greatness every day. And it's a commitment. You have to be intentional about what you do if you're going to do things better. You cannot achieve greatness doing the same habits. You're going to have to change your habits, your methods, if you're going to increase and live a greater life. But it takes undying focus, commitment on your part. You've got to make that thing intentional. If you want to lose weight, you got to eat better. You got to exercise. You got to get your proper rest. But if you don't intentionally do those things, you're not going to improve. If you want your own business, you need a business plan. You need to know your numbers. You need to know your market. You need to have a product and perfect that product. You need to really be serious about whatever it is you're going to do. The word commit is something that you need to just write down, put on your refrigerator, put on a mirror so you can see it every morning so you can remind yourself, what is it that I have to do so I can get to my next level?
The word that stood out for me in all of that was intentional, being intentional about changing your habits, your methods. And when you pay attention to all of that, that's making a great decision, and making great decisions leads to success. Listen, if you really want to level up, if you want a treat, I highly recommend purchasing this book. Look, we can really do a part two on this. We got to talk about this thing, Freddie, because that's our time. We're out of time, but I feel like there is so much more here to unpack. We may have to do a part two, part three, a series of just three words. I don't know. This thing is, I love it.
Well, Kim, let me tell them where they can get the book. It's at FHABooks.com. It's the website you can purchase from. You can follow me on Twitter at FHABooks and take a look at what we're doing on Facebook, FHH Books, LLC.
All right.
And thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. I'm also going to put the link to his website in the episode notes so you can get to it right away just by one tap. So be sure to look in the episode notes. You could have been anywhere in the world today, but you chose to be here with me. My listeners, you chose to listen to me. And for that, I'm forever grateful. Please don't forget to subscribe to my podcast in iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Amazing Relationships with Kim Wilson. If anybody has not told you today, let me be the first. You are amazing. Onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.